You know what tomorrow is? Other than the debut of the Ian Ziering-hosted reality show Your Mama Can't Dance, it's February 29th, which means that this is a leap year. And here with some tips on how to enjoy this wonderful day that we only see once every 4 years is Doug Moe. Hello, Doug.
Hello, and happy Leap Day Eve, Faith.
Thanks.
Actually, it's not entirely accurate to say that there's a leap year every 4 years. It's every four, except for years that are divisible by 100, unless they're also divisible by 400.
Are you making that up?
No, that's the real rule.
Okay, so how should people celebrate this extra day in February? Is there something official?
Nothing official, but here's my pitch. Do whatever you want. Let it all hang out, Faith. There's no rules. So, like, how awesome a day is that? You can say or do anything and deny it ever happened. Like, you cheated on me. Huh? When? February 29th? Oh, what are you talking about? February only has 28 days. Boom.
Is boom the sound that your skull made when your wife hit you over the head?
Boom's like an exclamation point. That just gets your point across when you're in an argument. You go, boom.
Thank you, Doug.
So on Friday, tell your boss to get bent, cheat on your girlfriend, or steal a car.
That sounds ominous and dangerous.
And that's exactly why the government won't let it happen. I talked to New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who's been trying to get a Susan B. Anthony Day recognized.
What I'm doing in my legislation is amending the President's Day to include Susan B. Anthony's birthday. She was born on February 15th, so roughly the same date.
Wait, what does Susan B. Anthony Day have to do with Leap Day?
Well, you know, they're trying to get a Susan B. Anthony holiday. I mean, she's the woman who guided Lewis and Clark to the Pacific Ocean. They won't even let her have her own holiday.
Doug, I'm pretty sure that's Sacagawea.
Well, I mean, so like, even for the woman who sewed the first American flag, you don't get a
Betsy
holiday?
Betsy Ross.
It's what?
Betsy Ross.
She's the muffin lady, isn't she?
That's Mrs. Beasley.
Ah. Congressman Maloney.
There was a feeling in Congress that we can't continue to create national federal holidays. And as you know, national federal holidays are a day off from work.
And that ain't right. I mean, we got to take our holidays back, Faith. We have to fight to give Leap Year Day its deserved recognition as a national holiday.
Okay, so what's the hook on Leap Day?
Leap Day would be a day of leaping. Leaping, lunging, jumping. You know, any kind of jumping would be great. It'd be the one day where you could stand on the ledge of a building and people would yell, jump!
But those people would die, Doug.
Or maybe Leap Day needs a mascot. We could reuse leprechauns. They're leap capable and very underutilized.
No, I think they're loaned out to March 17th.
That's a lot of cold water splashed in my face there.
There's always National Cheese Day.
Not bad.